Good evening. We're here at Tiger Arena to showcase a couple of games here between the Macon County Junior High Raiders and the Brashear Junior High Tigers. First off will be the girls' game, and I have a list of starters for you here. For the Macon County Raiders, it will be Alyssa Peterson, Shelby Duncan, Katie Levitt, Hannah Souther, and Lindsay Whitley. For the Brashear Tigers, it's going to be Amber Alexander, Caroline Slavin, Adrian Mountain, Ashley Collup, and Emily Lodwig. For the Tigers, they win the tip. They get the ball to Caroline Slavin on the right block. She puts it up, no good. Rebounded by Adrian Mountain, and she will reset the offense. She has it at the top of the key, and I get the right wing for Collup. Collup loses it, but tries to get it into Caroline Slavin, but Slavin is fouled on the pass by number 44, Lindsay Whitley, for Macon County. Going to be Brashear ball out of bounds. Slavin inbounds it to Lodwig for a six-footer off the bank, and it's good. Tigers lead early 2-0. It's with 5:35 to go first quarter. Macon County inbounds the ball to Peterson. Peterson gets it across the timeline. She holds at the top of the key, and now gets her right wing for Levitt. Levitt puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by... there's a scrum for it, but Macon County comes away, and they get it out to Peterson. Peterson dribbles right wing. Now picks up the dribble, gets it into the right elbow for Duncan, and she loses it. And Levitt in. Ashley Collup are tied up with it. It's going to be jump ball. Possession of favors Macon County Raiders. Duncan to inbound. Gets it into Souther, who puts up a shot off the backboard. 2-2, 5 minutes left to go, first quarter. Brashear gets the ball into Ashley Collup. She takes it right side. Now is double team. She gets it off to Mountain. Mountain has it up to keep it right wing for a call-up. Call-up dribbles into the right block, puts up a shot just a little short, rebounded by Macon County's Whitley, I believe, and she's tied up with call-up. Pretty aggressive move there by call-up to get back in, tie it up. Possession arrows with the Tigers, so they will retain possession. They throw it into Lodwig, tried to the six-foot shot there like she did earlier. It's no good, but Amber Alexander rebounds, puts it up off the glass, and it's good this time.
And she's a happy camper.
Yeah, she came out of there smiling ear to ear.
You better be careful, Jan. She did commit the foul. She was a little too happy about it, I think.
Yeah, and Coach Williams is telling her about it now.
Duncan will inbound it for Macon County. Gets it into Peterson. Peterson dribbles around the right side, tries to put up a shot, partially blocked, and... Lodwick ends up with it. Adrian Mountain brings it back the other way, gets it across the timeline, passes it up to Collup. Collup bounce passes it to Slavin. Slavin's up off the glass, no good, but Lodwick with the rebound, the putback is good.
6-2, 4 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Macon County can't get it in very well with Brashear press. They finally get it in to Duncan.
Duncan practically walks with it and tries to get it up to her.
I'd say we're about at 10 seconds on trying to get it back over. And before that, Mountain steals it for Brashear. She gets her right wing for Collup. Collup dribbles into the paint, kicks it back out to Adrian Mountain on the right elbow. She dribbles now out to the left wing, holds, gets it left wing now into the left block for Lodwig. Lodwig gets it in the left block for Ember Alexander, puts up a shot, no good, rebounded by Whitley. Before the Raiders can go anywhere, Shelby Duncan travels for the Raiders, and it's going to be a turnover Brashear ball now.
Slavin will inbound it for the Tigers. Under the near side of the basket, gets it into Lodwig. Lodwig dribbles it into the lane and shoots about a 12-foot jumper up off the glass, rattles around, and falls in. So the Tigers lead it 8-2 with 3:14 left in the first. Full press by the Tigers. Duncan with the ball. Well, kind of an odd pass over to Peterson, but she ends up with it, dribbles it off Adrian Mountain's foot, rolls across, and Alexander ends up with it back to Collup. And Collip is going to walk with it. She was moving before she had it on the floor.
A lot of interesting turn of events there. The Raiders had it, then the Tigers had it, then the Raiders had it, then the Tigers had it, and then they turned it over back to the Raiders. At any rate, it's the Raiders' ball again with Duncan dribbling through the defense. Almost loses it, but regathers it, and now gets it out to Peterson. Peterson has it at the top of the key, stolen by Mountain. Mountain's going the other way. She falls down. Trips can't regain her balance. Peterson and Collip are tied up with it. I don't know if they're going to get a jump ball or a foul here. What do they call a jump ball here?
There's no sign of a foul, so looks to me like it. It's going to be Duncan inbounded for Macon County. She finally gets it out to wide open Peterson. And she's going to take it up and shoot up off the glass. No good, but Macon County comes up with it, number Whitley, 44, and I think they're going to call a foul on this one.
Yeah, there were, I think I get Tank called up there with the foul. There's a bunch of Tiger defenders all around her, and I think a bunch of them could have been convicted of a foul there.
Macon County gets it in, but Collip knocks it out of bounds, so it'll still be Macon County's ball. They'll take it, they'll inbound it. It'll be Duncan right in front of the Tiger bench. And there's kind of a scrum on the floor, and they're going to call a travel. And it'll be against Macon County, so it'll be Tigers' ball. Slavin inbounds it to Elsie. Full court press up to Collip, on up to Ladwig. Ladwig's going to bring it up to the line, gets it across the line to Elsie. Elsie takes it up the top of the key, dribbles it around the left side, kicks it up to Amber Elsie. Amber Alexander, the left block.
Double teamed again.
Yeah, she kicks it out to Elsie, and she was moving before she had it on the floor.
Tigers all seem a little bit antsy here in the early going. 2-8 left to go first quarter. It's 8-2 in favor of the Tigers.
Get the ball into Hannah Sow there, and she brings it across the timeline over the left side. Stops, turns around, doesn't know quite what to do with it. Tries to do it, just a handoff to Peterson, and they're going to call a foul.
Elsie reached in on trying to steal the ball, and she reached a little too much and got too much of the offensive player there.
First foul on Elsie. Macon County inbounds it to Peterson and brings it across the timeline. Guarded by Elsie, passes it over the left-hand side and puts it on the floor, and it's going to be a jump ball. It'll go back to the Tigers. 1:54 left in the first. Tigers lead at 8-2.
Slavin inbound on the, looks like Macon County's running a 1-3-1, kind of a three-quarters press here. They aren't very aggressive in it, and the Tigers easily get by it. They do like to trap in the corners, but the Tigers avoid it. And Collip's going to take it to the right wing when she is fouled by, they're going to get Peterson, I believe. 1:41 left to go, first quarter. Going to be Brashear ball. Slavin inbound for the Tigers. Gets it into Elsie on the right wing. Elsie gets into the corner for Collip. Collip holds and now back right wing for Elsie. Elsie holds, now puts it on the floor, now gets top the key for Ladwig. Ladwig dribbles back right side, now takes it down to the corner. Hands off to Slavin. Slavin can't decide what to do with it, passes it back to Ladwig. Ladwig almost fumbles with it. She holds now, gets it up the key for Elsie. Elsie dribbles around here now into the right corner. Dribbles around Slavin's screen at the right block where she's double-teamed. Kicks it back out to Slavin right wing. They're going to call Brashear with, 3 seconds in the lane here, John?
Yeah, I think that's it. There wasn't anybody near Slavin, so I don't think there could be a foul on her, so it has to be some other violation.
At any rate, it's going to be Macon County ball here.
Had some substitutions here. We got Shelby Rogers in the game and Carmen Woods for the Tigers. Slavin is out. And pretty sloppy ball. Elsie comes up with it, hands it off to Collip. We'll go back the other way with 51 seconds left in the first quarter. Collip takes it coast to coast. Her shot up off the glass is good.
Boom goes
the dynamite.
That was a good move there by Collip. We haven't seen that very much this year, but she took it coast to coast, didn't stop for anything, and she got rewarded with the basket and the foul there.
Chance for the trifecta here, the old-fashioned way.
Collip's a pretty good free throw shooter. I don't want to jinx her, but she usually nails them.
Yeah, you kind of did there.
Yeah,
Macon County comes up with the rebound. It's Peterson with the ball. She brings it across the timeline over the right-hand side. Tries to dribble it into the paint, puts it up. Shot is up, was wide right. They get their own, Macon County gets the rebound. Shot no good, rebound, shot no good. This time, Tigers come up with it. It's going to be Collip.
I think they're going to get Souther there on a foul.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He was over the back of Ashley Collip. Carmen Woods inbounds it for the Tigers. Elsie will bring the ball back the other way. Passes it off to Collip on the near side. She brings it across the timeline. Tries to get it up ahead. Gets it to Ladwick. Pretty sloppy play there. She puts it on the wood. Picks up the dribble. Gives it off to Elsie, who takes it around the horn to the right-hand side. She brings it up to the blocks. Shot off the glass is good. Nice little shot there by Elsie. About a 15-foot jump shot, I'd say. Inbound from Macon County is kicked out of bounds by Collip. So with 7 seconds left, Tigers lead at 12-2 in the first period.
Last few seconds here, Macon County trying to get it in. Can't find anybody. Finally gets it into Peterson. But before that, they're going to get Carmen Woods on a reach. She was all over her man there. Reaching just a little too far. 6.1 seconds left to go now. It's going to be Macon County ball. Try to get one last shot off. They try to get the ball into Souther, but it's knocked out of bounds by Woods. Woods appears to be everywhere tonight.
Well, Macon County is moving the ball a little bit ahead.
Oh, they're too much good one in the backcourt. So after one, it's 12-2 in favor of the Tigers. What's your analysis after the first quarter here, John?
Well, I am impressed by this Macon County team. Last year when they played them, Macon County had only 5 girls. On the floor, and they went three-fourths of the game, and then one of the girls fouled out, and so it was kind of a blowout. Now, the score is 12-2, so they're certainly are racking up the points, for sure is, but they do have a couple of big girls inside, big tall girls, that can provide some competition for our big tall girls, and so it's made for a pretty entertaining game. At number 44, Lindsay Whitley, she's got to be every bit of 5'9", wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I'd say she's probably a little more than that. She's a big girl. Here, starting the second quarter, it's going to be Macon County ball. They get it to Peterson. She gets it across the timeline, fumbles it around, but gets it off to Levitt. Levitt loses it to Adrian Mountain, and it's knocked out of bounds by Peterson as Mountain tried to bring it back the other way for Brashear. Going to be Brashear ball here, just taken out right in front of us. This is as close as we get to the action. Mountain gets it into Elsie. Elsie now back to Mountain. She has it at the top of the key. Fakes right, but passes left to Ludwig. Now into the corner. Put up a shot, and it's good. Elsie with about a 15-footer. That was a good shot by the young 7th grader. 14-2, 5:30 left to go, first half.
And, you know, that's what these girls need to do when somebody like Carmen is blocking out the girls in the paint and you're leaving somebody like Stephanie Elsie wide open. They need to take that shot, and they did, and good with the conversion.
Going to be Macon County ball here. Duncan to take it out of bounds for Macon County. It's fumbled by Souther, and there's a scrum for it. Ladwig appeared to come up with it, but they're going to call a jump ball, and it will be Brashear ball anyway. Slavin enters the game now for Ladwig. And she will immediately go over and take the ball out of bounds for Brashear. She gets it to Mountain. Mountain has it right wing. Gets it into the corner for Elsie. Elsie now back right wing for Woods. Woods wants to go into the corner, now does to Elsie. Elsie holds, can't decide what to do with it, now puts it on the floor, gets it off to Woods right wing. Woods gets it to the top of the key. Now they look to go left, they get it left wing for Mountain, now into the corner for Elsie. Elsie puts up a shot, dances around the rim, no good, rebound by Slavin. Slavin kicks it back out to Elsie. Elsie goes down to the left block, kicks now back out right left wing for Mountain. Mountain dribbles right wing now. Gets it, tried to get it down into Stephanie Elsie in the right corner, but appeared the defender got in there and caused her to force Mountain to have a double dribble there. Turnover on Brashear. It's going to be Macon County ball. Peterson to bring it back the other way for Macon County. She gets it now right wing for Levitt. Levitt puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Souther of Macon County. She tried to pass it off to Duncan, and it goes out of bounds. I think you're going to say Bashir kicked it out of bounds. Ball will stay with Macon County. Duncan to inbounds, gets it into Souther. She dribbles into the left block, puts up a shot, no good, puts up another shot. Now Whitley gets a rebound. She puts it up and off the glass. This time it's good. With 4:20 left to go, second quarter, it's 14-4 in favor of Bashir. Here's that 1-3-1 press again that the Macon County Raiders like to run. They get the ball. Oh, they had Shelby Rogers wide open. Elsie finally saw it, but it was too late by then. Rogers was standing waving her hands. Nobody was within 10 feet of her. Right on the left block, I mean, she was wide open. At any rate, it's going to be Bashir ball with 4:11 left to go, second quarter. Rogers to inbound on the 2-3 zone here by Macon County. They get the ball. They try to get it into Slavin. It's knocked away, but Elsie recovers and gets it out to Mountain. Mountain has a tough key, dribble left wing. Gets it into the corner for Elsie. Elsie looks to get into Slavin instead. Shoots, no good. Rebounded by Levitt of Macon County. She hands off to Peterson. Peterson tries to go around to the defender and does. Gets it out to the right block. Now kicks it back out. Right wing for Levitt. Levitt now hands off to Peterson. Peterson gets a left block, right block for Whitley. Puts up a shot, no good.
Slavin with the rebound for the Tigers.
Oh.
Peterson commits the foul on Adrian Mountain.
Yeah, she got her money. She got her money's worth on that one because she absolutely annihilated Mountain. Mountain almost fell down on that one.
Got some more substitutions. We got Ladwig and Alexander back in the game for the Tigers, and Sydney Slavin coming in for Shelby Rogers, and Abby McKim's in the game.
Did you tell about Collip?
Yeah, Collip's back in too. 3:31 left in the half, 14-4 Tigers. McKim with the ball on the left side, gets it back to the left corner. That's Ladwig, and she squares up for the shot. No good. The ball's going to go out of bounds. We'll retain in Brashear's possession. Slavin will inbound it. Sydney Slavin, that is, will inbound it for the Tigers. Slavin gets it into Ladwig. He dribbles it into the lane, and they're going to say it was just tipped. Macon County comes up with it, and they're going to
heave one off the backboard.
Yeah, she pulled up about 12 feet away and tries to shoot. Ladwig takes it the other way and is going to go coast to coast and good for the easy layup. Wow, that looked nice. 3 minutes left in the half, 16-4 Tigers. Duncan will bring it back the other way for Macon County. Comes up across the timeline, guarded by Collip up the top of the key. Collip tips the ball and goes overbound over the timeline, but they're going to say, of course, it was tipped. She gets her hand on it again, tips it again. She's back across on the wrong side of the timeline, gets it up ahead to Souther. Souther to Hansen to Duncan, and there's kind of a scrum on the floor with Abby McKim. They're going to call a jump ball, and it'll stay in the hands of Macon County. Abby McKim, aggressive play there, got down on the floor, put those knee pads to use, and comes up with the jump ball. Macon County inbounds it in front of the scorer's table, gets it up ahead to Duncan. Duncan dribbles along the right-hand side. And I'm not sure what happened. Don't know. I think she just lost the handle on it, and I think it's going to be Bashir ball. Sydney Slavin inbounds it to Collip in front of the Tiger bench. Gets it ahead to Ladwig, who brings it up across the timeline. She didn't have any trouble with that press. Gets it to Sydney Slavin. Slavin thought about shooting, but thinks better of it. Kicks it back to Ladwig, who squares up. Her shot's no good. Macon County. Hansen comes up with the rebound. She goes the other way, but Amber Alexander gets up to her and steals it away from her, hands it off to Collip, and will come back the other way. She's guarded by Duncan, but gets it ahead to Ladwig. Ladwig dribbles along the right-hand side of the lane and gets ahead to Sydney Slavin, who shot up is no good, but she's fouled, so she'll go to the line to shoot a couple. Fouled by, I believe, Schneider-Hines.
Good call.
Well, we'll see if the 7th grader, Sydney Slavin, can hit those free throws they've been practicing.
I won't say anything because I jinxed it last time.
Well, since she's my daughter, I'll say she never hits them. Never hits them. Ah, man, it came out right that time.
She didn't.
Shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah.
All right, I'll reserve judgment on this one. Shots up. still no good, but Tigers get the rebound, and shot's no good, but they get a rebound again, shot no good, Slavin gets the rebound, and
hey, there you go.
She made up for her two missed free throws there.
That's right, 18-4, Tigers, 1:46 left in the half.
Duncan's going to bring it up for Macon County, guarded closely by Collin. Now McKim comes out to challenge her, makes her pick up a dribble, she's double-teamed, barely gets it away to Levitt. Levitt has the right wing. Now, cross-court pass, dangerous pass to Hansen. Hansen dribbles in left block. I believe it's blocked by Ladwig. And Sydney Slavin comes with it. He gets back to Ladwig. Ladwig's running the court. Oh, barely pulls away at the end. And the ball was pushed away from her. She had to go and track it down. They're going to call her with the travel there at the end. Shuffled the feet on the layup attempt. Going to be Macon County ball. Brashear's backed off the full-court press. Gone to a half-court semi-press type thing here. Call up to challenge. Duncan gets it away, and they're going to get caught up with the reach. 1:12 left to go. It's 18-14 in favor of the Tigers. That's a second foul on Collip.
Got to be careful. She's kind of prone to that sometimes, but she's going to have to lay off a little bit now.
Now they're going to get... I don't think they're going to call a foul. It's just going to be out of bounds off the Tigers. It's going to be Macon County ball. Macon County at inbound. They get it into Duncan. Duncan has it at the top of the key. Dribbles right side. Now tries to pass it away, and Ladwig comes out of nowhere, takes it coast to coast. Yeah. Good layup there.
Made that look easy. Another one of those situations where the gal at the top of the key just did not have the right angle to be passing it over there on the left wing, and Ladwig just came out and took it, and she knew what to do with it.
Yeah, she saw that pass coming. Duncan has the ball again. Thought about going where Ladwig picked it off a while ago. Decides better of it. Now Collip steals it, but a little antsy to get going, and she travels with the ball. 37.7 seconds left here. Second quarter. Going to be Macon County ball. Macon County finally inbounds it to Ladwig, and she's off to the races again. She's going. Duncan's the only person left. And she makes it again. Man, Ladwig's on fire here in the early going. 22-4, 25 seconds left to go, second quarter. Duncan brings it across the timeline, has it right side. They're going to get Zepta going to be on. Collip. Collip's third foul. Oh, that's a lot here on Collip. I'd say she's going to set here for a little bit.
Yeah, I'd say you're right, and there's got 17 fouls apiece on both teams, so we're in the bonus situation, so Duncan will go to the line. A little bit too strong a shot, and Slavin ends up with it, but they call a jump ball.
Yeah, I think that's a little early on the jump ball call there. Give him a little bit of time. He called that for anybody really had possession at all. Meanwhile, the Tigers inbound to Ladwig with 15 seconds left to go, and she travels with it.
Souter was really lucky not to get an over-the-back call on that situation, but they let it go. Duncan's going to bring it back the other way. Comes across the timeline on the far side, picks up the dribble, tries to get it in the lane, and nobody was there. Goes all the way across the lane, but Macon County somehow comes up with the ball, and they try to shoot, and Ladwig gets a hold of it. Time expires. And she got the shot off after the buzzer rang. So at the end of the first half, Tigers lead it 22-4. So I'll give a shout out to Dana Slavin if she's listening in Chicago. The girls are doing well. Who's the other one? That was her last night. If you're just joining us, we welcome you to the Tiger Arena in Brashear, Missouri, where the Tigers, Lady Tigers, lead at halftime 22-4. The clock is at 5 minutes and 27 seconds left for the halftime activities, and we'll be back in a few for the second half of action.
We're back for the second half action here. The girls, Brashear Junior High Lady Tigers against the Macon County Junior High Lady Raiders with some first half stats for you. For the Tigers, Emily Lodwig was the leading scorer. She put in 12 points in the first half. Elsie came in second. She had 4 points. Amber Alexander, Ashley Collup, and Sydney Slavin all had 2 points for the Tigers. And for the Macon County Raiders, Hannah Souther had 2 points, as did Lindsay Whitney had 2 points. And at the start of the second half, it's going to be 22-4 in favor of the Tigers. I expect the second half here to be just as crazy and wild as the first half. Going to be a lot of running and gunning if first half shows anything like the second half will be. As they take the court here, it's going to be for the Raiders. Shelby Duncan, Alyssa Peterson, Lindsay Whitley, Brianna Schneider-Hines, and Katie Levitt. And for the Tigers, it's going to be Stephanie Elsie, Adrian Mountain, Carmen Woods, Shelby Rogers, and Caroline Slavin. Macon kind of gets the ball first to get it to Peterson left wing. She puts up a shot, about a 15-footer, no good, rebounded by Woods, and she's off to the races. She is gone, puts up the shot off the backboard, a little too strong, and Elsie rebounds. She almost took it out, but instead puts up a shot, and now it's no good, and rebounded by Whitley. Going to be Macon County ball now going the other way. Peterson has it for him, gets it right wing for Levitt. Levitt goes in, puts up a shot, no good, rebounded by Rogers. That's a good one-handed rebound. She just reached up and plucked that thing out of the air.
She would not be denied.
She handed off to Elsie, who's going the other way with it. She gets to Woods, now in Mountain in the corner. Mountain takes a dribble in, now a 15-footer, no good, rebounded by Slavin. Slavin pinned her man back and went out and got the rebound. That was a good play. She gets it off to Elsie. Elsie with an 18-foot bank shot. Man, I guess you'd call that a good eye shot there. 24-4 with 4:54 left to go in the third quarter.
Elsie does a good job with that, but she is going to have to learn a little bit to shoot sometimes and sometimes pass it in, because that's not going to work to do that all the time.
Well, it worked for her that time, and now she stole the ball and was fouled on the way back. Foul was on
number
Peterson.
3, Peterson, and that's her third. Slavin will inbound it for the Tigers right in front of the scorer's table.
Meanwhile, Heather Hansen enters the game for Peterson.
Elsie with the ball, top of the key. Sets the offense off over to Carmen Woods on the right wing, back to Adrian Mountain on the right corner, and she squares up and shoots, and gets nothing but net. Nice looking shot there by Adrian Mountain. 26-4, Tigers with the advantage with 4 minutes and 25 seconds left in the third. Duncan brings it across the timeline, dribbles it up the top of the key, tries to get it in, but Adrian Mountain gets her hands on it, and it's going to be a jump ball, and the Tigers with the advantage on this one. Slavin will inbound it to awaiting Stephanie Elsie. Everybody from Macon County falls back, so there's no pressure defense whatsoever. Elsie brings it across the timeline to the top of the key, over to Carmen Woods, right wing, back to Adrian Mountain, right corner. Looks to get it in to Rogers, but then kicks it back out to Carmen Woods. Carmen back to Stephanie Elsie, and she takes it around the right-hand side and shoots. Throws up a ball off the rim, and Macon County comes up with a rebound. That was a shot she should not have taken, because she didn't have a clear shot.
Was,
and she was off balance.
That was kind of a wing and a prayer shot there. Going to be Macon County ball now. They get it to Duncan. Duncan hands off to Levitt, puts up a shot off the bottom of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Woods. Woods takes it herself and drives to the other side of the court. Almost loses it, but regains it. Now gets it to the top of the key for Elsie. Elsie thinks about a shot. Now gets the right wing for Woods. And out in the corner for Mountain. Mountain holds. Puts a ball fake. Passes it back to Woods. Now right wing. Woods back to Mountain in the corner. Mountain holds. Ball fake, now back to Woods. Woods dribbles in one step, now gets it off to Mountain. Mountain dribbles in a step, and she hit from 15 foot, drills it. Yeah, Mountain's nailing it right there. I call that her hot spot for tonight.
Yeah, and Slavin did a real good job coming in and getting in position, too, so if she wouldn't have been it, she'd been right there for the rebound, too. Duncan with the ball up the top of the key, pulls it up. almost hands it off to Brashear, and does give it to Mountain. Mountain's going to take it coast to coast, and her shot up off the glass is no good. Goes out of bounds, and I'm not sure what they're going to call.
I don't know. Yeah, I think it was kicked out by Brashear. On that breakaway there by Mountain, she slowed up just enough to let her defender catch up and kind of trick her into missing that shot. It was a good play by the defender. Mountain slowed up just a little too much. Macon County ball now. They inbound it to Whitley. Whitley thought about shooting it off the Tiger end. That would have been okay for us.
We've got Hoskins in the game now. Hoskins and that shot by Macon County is way too strong.
Duncan, he's won. And I bet it missed the rim by 3 feet at least, wouldn't you say, John?
Yeah, something like that. We got Heather Longano in the game. Longano, Hoskins, Collup, Alexander, and Emily Lava checks in.
Macon County tries to get the ball into Hanson, and it's stolen, but Levitt regains it for Macon County, and it gets it back to Duncan. Duncan from the free throw line, high off the blackboard. Rebounded by Whitley. She puts it up and in. That is a good rebound and put back there by Whitley. 2:08 left to go. It's 28-6 in the third quarter.
Longano inbounds it to Collup. We'll bring it back the other way. She comes across the timeline, dribbles it on the near side in front of the Tiger bench, back to Ladwig in the right corner. She gets it into Alexander, and Alexander's going to put it up, but she was double-teamed and didn't get enough stuff on it. And Macon County comes up with the rebound, and Duncan will bring the ball back the other way for Macon County. She comes across the timeline on the near side, momentarily finds a seam to take it in the free throw line, but has to back out when that closes pretty quick. Takes it around the right-hand side, picks up the dribble, kicks it back out to Levitt. Levitt brings it back out to the top of the key to reset the offense. Tries to get it over to the right wing, right in the hands of Lodwick, and Lodwick's going to take it coast to coast. Shot's no good, but she was clearly fouled by Levitt.
If Lodwick would have licked up there, she had Collup running with her wide open on the right-hand side, but Lodwick elected to take it herself, and instead she was fouled and will be able to shoot two free throws here. Her first one is good. I believe that's the first free throw the Tigers have hit all night. Now 29-6 with 1:25 left to go, third quarter.
Horton in for Hoskins. Ladwig's second shot is on its way, and boom goes the dynamite. 36 Tigers with the advantage, 1:25 left in the third. Duncan will bring the ball back the other way for Macon County. Comes across the timeline at the top of the key. Dribbles around the right-hand side, guarded by Horton. Turns around, comes back to the top of the key, picks up the dribble, kicks it over to Hanson on the left side, and she loses the handle on it, but kicks it up ahead to 53. Schneiderhine's shot is, well, short. Horton comes up with the rebound, but there's going to be a jump ball. Tigers will get it back. Horton is going to inbound it for the Tigers, who are waiting on Emily Ladwick. No, I'm sorry, that's Collup. Collup will bring the ball back across the timeline, comes across the near side, back to Lodwig in the right corner. Lodwig gets it in to Alexander, but it was just a little bit too strong for Alexander. It goes into Duncan's hands. Duncan will bring it back the other way for Macon County with 44 seconds left in the third period. Duncan up the top of the key, dribbles over the right-hand side. Collup better be careful. She just about committed another foul. Takes it around the right-hand side. Horton tries to go for the steal, and I think she fouled her. No, what are they going to say? She stepped on the line, or what happened there?
I think that's what they called.
So with a turnover, it's going to be Tigers' ball. Horton will inbound it to a waiting Collup. 33 seconds left in the third. Collup brings it across the timeline over the right-hand side, kicks it back to Lodwick, the right corner. Back to Collup, the right wing, over to Horton, left wing. Horton kicks it back out to Collup, the top of the key. 20 seconds left in the third. Collup dribbles around the right-hand side, back again to Lodwick in the right corner. Lodwig brings it back out and looks to give it in to somebody, but there really isn't anybody in the paint there. She gives it off to Horton, and Horton dribbles around the left side and is tipped out by Souther and goes out of bounds. Tigers will retain possession with 6.9 seconds left in the third. Horton into Collup. Collup squares up and shoots, and it's partially blocked, and Macon County comes up with it, and that'll be it for the third period, with the Tigers leading it 30-6.
I've been impressed with the Tigers' defense so far. The whole game, they've been scrappy and getting on it and getting out and letting them go here.
they are going to need that in the next two games because they're going to be playing two real tough teams in Novinger, who has already beat them, and Linn County, who has a history of having real quick teams and real good at protecting the ball. So they're going to need all their height, all their skills to come out on top on either one of those two games. If you're just joining us, we're ready for the start of the fourth period. Tigers lead it 30-6. Tyler, what do you foresee in the fourth period?
A lot of aggressiveness there by the Tigers' defense and on the offense. Both sides, they've just been aggressive all around here tonight. But first off, it's going to be Macon County. They've been kind of lackadaisical in both sides of the ball for them. Here, Peterson drives in and loses it. They're going to call a jump ball. Possession arrow favors the Tigers.
Tigers have had an opportunity to do a lot of wholesale substitution. We've got Elsie and Hoskins on the floor for the Tigers, along with Ladwick, Alexander, and Elsie. Elsie brings it across the timeline. Skip passes over the right-hand side to Ladwick. Ladwick could almost square up for a shot, but Lex Nostu gets it into Elsie, and her shot up off the glass is no good, but there's going to be a foul. I think it's going to be an over-the-back foul on number 30, which is Hannah Souther. 3-14 fouls on Macon County. None on the Tigers on this half. They get the ball into Ladwick. Her shot up off the glass. Well, she didn't use the glass this time. No,
she didn't.
No,
she didn't
to the back this time. 32-6 Tigers. 5:31 left in the fourth. Peterson brings it across the timeline up top. The key shoots for three. No good. But Macon County with the rebound and Whitley with the putback. Good for two. 32-8 Tigers. Elsie will bring the ball back the other way. Comes across the timeline up the top of the key. Skip pass over to Ladwick in the right corner. Back to Elsie. Elsie dribbles around the right-hand side, and I'll bet you she's going to shoot no matter what. And she does and gets nothing but net.
Making County ball now. Peterson brings it across the timeline. She has it at the top of the key. Goes right around the defender, but kicks it herself, I think, out of bounds. Going to be Brashear ball. Sydney Slavin and Carmen Woods into the game for Emily Ladwig and Heather Langano. Brashear ball here with 4:50 left to go in the fourth quarter. 34-8 to score. Elsie has the ball for Brashear. She dribbles right wing down to the corner for Woods. Woods with the ball fake. Trying to pass it now. Puts on the floor. Gets it back out to Elsie. Elsie has it to the right wing. Now back to Woods. Woods puts on the floor for one dribble again. Now back to Elsie. Elsie gets it to the top of the key for Hoskins. Hoskins dribbles left wing. Now passes an obvious pass back to Elsie. And Elsie recovers as it's poked away by Peterson. But Elsie gets it back, and she's bringing it back for the Tigers. She has the right wing down in the corner for Woods. Woods takes one dribble again. Now back out to Elsie. Elsie back to Woods.
Woods has got to shoot that ball sometimes.
Yeah, she put it up, and it's no good. Well, short, rebounded by Slavin. Slavin double team. She puts up the shot anyway, rebounded by Alexander. Alexander jumped in the air. I guess she was fouled because it should have been a travel if she wasn't. They're acting like it's going to be a foul on
Whitley
of Macon County. That's a 15 foul, and that's Whitley's third. Alexander will shoot two here. 4:07 left to go in the fourth quarter. It's 34-8.
Another one of those examples where, with the height advantage, you get that ball up off the rim, and good things a lot of times will happen. Slavin missed that shot, but it was up and off the rim. Alexander with the rebound, and she gets fouled, goes to the line. Ball is well short.
Oh, that's a good scrappy rebound there by McKim. Cross court pass to Woods. Woods puts up the shot. Oh, it was ugly. Rebounded by Macon County. That was an unnecessary shot there by Woods. She just wanted to shoot for shooting's sake, I think. And Macon County comes with it. Peterson puts up a 15-footer, no good. It's going to go out of bounds off of Brashear.
I just about bet money the coach told Karma Woods, you got to shoot sometimes. And so she was bound and determined she was going to shoot that possession, whether it was a good one or not.
Macon County to inbound. They get it into Peterson. Peterson, I don't know if it was a shot or a pass or what it was, but it was ugly. And it went out of bounds off of Brashear, tipped it out of bounds. They get the ball in, and Peterson off the backboard, no good. Rebounded by McKim. McKim's off to the races. Got two behind her, two in front of her. Passes. Oh, is a good see there by McKim. Trying to get to Rogers, who was ahead of her, but instead throws it out of bounds. And it's going to be Macon County ball here.
She should have done that about two steps before she did.
Yeah, that's a seventh grade mistake there.
Yep. She'll learn. They
good,
get it up, and Slavin comes in with the rebound.
That's a good steal.
Over to Carmen Woods. Carmen Woods will bring it across on the near side, across the timeline, dribbles over the right corner, and she kicks it back out to
McKim.
Shot no good. Woods with the rebound. Shot no good.
Slavin.
Rogers with the putback.
Oh, bad.
And she gets it in. 36-8 Tigers, 2:59 left in the game. Macon County brings it across the timeline, gives it over the right-hand side shot. Oh, it sticks. One of those where it just hits in that neck between the rim and the backboard. And so I guess what they call jump ball in that situation, or what do they do?
I think so. Going to be Macon County ball there.
.253 left in the game, 36-8 Tigers. Macon County gets it in, shot is a little too strong. Rogers comes up with the rebound, hands it off to Carmen Woods. Woods will bring it across in her all-black hairstyle for the night. She squares up and shoots, and this time was a good shot, but it didn't go in. Horton with the rebound, kicks it over to Carmen Woods. Woods will put it up again. This time it goes in. She looks rather stylish in that black hair, wouldn't you say?
She looks like something in that black hair. Stolen by Horton. Horton's going to take it for the length of the court, put up a layup, and it's going to go in.
Good job.
Oh, and she shows her excitement there. She came out of there grinning.
That was a huge grin. Oh, Abby McKim going for the steal, and it comes
wide open court.
And her shot's no good. Shelby Rogers is coming going right behind her like she should, and she gets a rebound. Before she can put it up, she gets fouled.
Wood shows some disgust on that missed layup there.
But, you know, I think Shelby Rogers learned from that play that if you are where you're supposed to be, just trail along behind that, you have an opportunity for a rebound if the shot's missed.
Hey, and she's rewarded by making her free throw.
Tigers rolling now, 41-8. Rogers has an opportunity for the back end of the 1-1. Second shot is up, and it's nothing but net. 42-8, Tigers, 1:28 left in the fourth period. Duncan will bring the ball back the other way for Macon County. She comes across the timeline up the top of the key, tries to drive it into the lane, but kicks it back out to 14, Hanson. Hanson double dribbles with it, so that'll be Tigers ball. Elsie inbounds it to Horton. Horton will bring it across the timeline at the top of the key. She double dribbles. Picked up a dribble, looked around, and put it back on the floor. 55 seconds left in the game. We're in that mercy rule situation now, 42-8. They don't stop the clock or anything. Duncan brings it across the timeline over the right-hand side. She dribbles it in, kicks it up. Her shot is no good. Shelby Rogers with the rebound. She hands it off to Elsie, and Elsie will bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers. With 35 seconds left in the game, Tigers up 42-8. Elsie dribbles around the right-hand side, gets it into McKim. McKim knows what to do. She'll shoot with it. No good. And Horton had a finger on it, and it went out of bounds off of her. No, they're going to say it was off of it is off of her. Macon County will inbound at 17 seconds left. Duncan will bring the ball back the other way. 42-8 Tigers. Duncan brings it across the timeline up the top of the key, guarded by McKim. Picks up the dribble, kicks it off to Hanson on the left-hand side. She puts it up. Poor shot. Macon County with the rebound, though. Amanda Horton comes up with the rebound, takes it back the other way, and time expires. So that's a ball game, folks. Tigers win it, 42-8.
We have some final scores here. Emily Ludwig was the Tiger-leading scorer. She had 16, and she was trailed by Stephanie Elsie, was the second-leading scorer. She had 8. And on the flip side, Macon County's leading scorer was Lindsay Whitley. She had 6, and the next high score was Hannah Souther with a bucket. She had 2 points. Well, they set the clock for 10 minutes, and we'll be back with you then to give you the boys' game.
And one more time, if you missed the conclusion of the girls' game, Tigers win it 42-8. Clock's been reset for 10 minutes, and we'll be back in a few.
And we're back for the second half of the doubleheader with the boys, Brashear Junior High Tigers against the Macon County Junior High Raiders. The what do you have in store for the game here, Josiah?
Macon County seems to have some tall guys. It should be a good game.
Yeah, they have some big guys. I don't know how well they will run up and down the court, but I know Brashear has, I would say actually Macon County has taller guys, but Brashear can probably move faster. And we'll be back for the start of the game here in a second. They're going to introduce the starting lineups, and we'll be back after that.
Starting tonight for the visiting Macon County Tigers, number 00, Josh Bailey. Number 10, Joel Asa. Number 11, Blake Briggsy. Number 32, Wade Burster. And number 45, Zach Fall. And now for our own Brashear Tigers, number 45, Kylie Watson. Number 4, Trey Redder. Number 1, Justin Hazen. Number 31, Matt Hunter. And number 14, Ryan Hardy.
And the starting lineups for the visiting Macon County Junior High Raiders, Josh Bailey, Joel Atha, Blake Grigsby, Wade Burstert, and Zach Hall. And for your Brashear Tigers, Trey Treasures, Ryan Ferdig, Matt Thomas, Justin Hazen, and Kylie Watson. As they move out onto the court, we will get ready for the tip-off and first quarter action here. Well, Josiah, you say it's going to be a tight game all the way down to the wire?
I believe so.
We'll find out. Ryan Ferdig will jump it off for the Tigers, and Bailey's going to go for the Raiders. I'd say Bailey has 3 inches on Ferdig. Here we go. The ball is in the air, and the Tigers come away with it. Thomas gains control of it for Brashear. Takes it across the timeline. Gets it left wing for Hazen. Hazen looks. Now gets to stop the key for Ferdig. Now right wing for Thomas. Into the block for Kylie Watson. Off the glass. Rattles out. Rebound's going to go out of bounds off of Macon County. Be Brashear ball. Thomas to inbound to Watson. Watson dribbles in. Puts up a head fake off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Bailey. And Bailey gets it off to Atha. Atha's going to run the point here for Macon County. He stole it. Thomas steals it for Brashear. Makes a wild pass, and Ferdig saves it just right in front of us. He gets it to Hazen. Man, that was a great save by Ferdig. Saved it for him. Oh, it was out of bounds already. He just pushed it back in. They get it left wing for Thomas. Thomas to the top of the key for Ferdig. Ferdig off left elbow. It's good. Off the backboard. 2-0 early in the going. 5-10 left to play in the first quarter. Macon County gets the ball to Atha. Atha tries to get it to Grigsby, but it's stolen away by Watson. He gets it off to Hazen. Hazen has the top of the key now. Gets the right wing for Ferdig. Ferdig looks. Now gets the right corner for Hazen. Hazen gets his own rebound. Puts up a shot. No good. This time rebounded by Zach Hall. Hall gets it off to Atha, and we're headed the other way.
This is a good moving game right here. Atha passes in to Bailey. A three-point line on the right wing. Passes to Burster, top of key, pass to Grigsby. You need a key for Bailey. Puts up the shot, and it's good.
That was a great acrobatic shot there by Bailey. Thomas has the ball now for Brashear. Brings it across the timeline. Gets it left wing for Hazen just outside the arc. Hazen, dangerous pass now. Corralled by Ferdig, and it's blocked. His shot is stolen by Hall. Hall, it's knocked away from by Ferdig, and Thomas gathers it. Well, that was a great little series of turnovers by both teams. Thomas now has it for Brashear. Gets it right wing for Ferdig. Ferdig falls down and gets it to Thomas. Thomas off the right elbow. No good. Rebounded by Treasures. Treasures puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Watson. And he loses it out of bounds. It'll be Macon County ball. Brashear with its press. Macon County gets it in. Running pass to Atha. Atha takes it to the right block off the backboard. No good. Rebound by Bailey. Bailey from the air. Catches it and puts it back up and in. 4-2 in the early going. Macon County's up with 3:20 left to go in the first quarter. They get a left wing for Thomas. Thomas knocked out of bounds off by Zach Hall of Macon County. It's going to be Brashear ball. Boy, both teams are physical in the early going, aren't they?
I believe so.
Hazen has it at the top of the key. Gets it right wing for Ferdig. Ferdig now to Thomas. The top of the key. Fakes a three. Now gets it to Watson. Watson working inside. Puts it off the glass and good. That was a great shot by Watson.
Some good pass right through the middle.
Now, Atha is just absolutely flying by the defense. Scores a right-handed layup. Man, he just flew by him. Thomas is bringing it back for Brashear. He goes around a defender, goes around two defenders, puts up the shot. Oh, he nailed it! Wow! He was in the air, and he was absolutely clobbered. Puts it up with the left hand. I don't know how he made that.
That was a really good shot right there.
Besides the foul, of course, it's 2:50. The score should be 6-6 with an awaiting free throw here by Thomas. Man, that was a heck of a shot there by Thomas.
This is a fast-paced game. Not what we're used to here.
Thomas is usually grade A from the free throw line. Puts it up. He nailed it. 7-6, Tigers. Yeah, it's going to be Macon County ball. They get it to Bailey. Bailey's a big guy. I don't know why they're having him dribble. He gets it to Atha now. He sets up the offense at the top of the key. Oh, they called Hazen here with the block. Looked like just aggressive defense, but they're going to tag him with the foul here early on. 2:38 left to go first quarter. They get the ball into Atha. Atha dribbles. Gets a right block for Bailey. Bailey looks up. Tries, now gets it out to Hall. Hall dribbles into the right block, now gets it to Bailey. Bailey goes in for an acrobatic shot. if it would have gone down, we would have called it a miracle. And since it hit the bottom of the backboard, it's just ugly. They get the ball now down the court to Ferdig. Ferdig got to Thomas off the free throw line. Gets it out to the left wing for Hazen in a three. No good. Rebounded by Watson. Watson puts up the glass. No good. Rebounded by Bailey. And they're going to call a foul on Brashear. I believe they tag
Treasure on that one.
Treasure over the bat. And I think the Macon County passer stepped over the line when he was throwing it in bounds.
I couldn't see. It was just right around the corner.
I think that was the call. So it'll be Brashear ball at any rate. They throw it in to Ferdig. Puts up a 15-footer. No good. Rebounded by Bailey. Bailey hands off to Atha, and we're headed the other way. Atha's got good dribbling skills. He could go take it right around Hazen as quick as he is. He decides to pass it to Hall. Hall gives it back to Bailey, way beyond the three-point arc. Now inside to Grigsby. Grigsby gets it straight to Ferdig. Ferdig's moving the other way. It would be an unwise move for him to shoot, and he pulls up. And they're going to get, looks like, Burstert with a foul here. That's 2 fouls apiece for both teams here. Meanwhile, Anthony Ambrosia enters the game for Justin Hazen. It'll be Brashear ball with 1:39 left to go first quarter. They get into Thomas. Now back to Ferdig into Watson. Watson puts up a ball fake. Takes it in and is fouled by Bailey. Bailey's on the ground. He appears to be okay. He gets up, and Watson will shoot two free throws here. 1:34 left to go, first quarter.
I thought Watson was going to make that one. Watson puts up the shot. It's good. Rattles around a little bit.
Had me a little nervous there, but it went down.
Watson puts it up again. Off the right side. Rebounded by Bailey. Passes off to Aza. Heads down center of the court. Aza dribbles into the key. Tries passing it back out. Almost stolen. It's stolen by Anthony Ambrosia, who passes to Matt Thomas. He goes up for a layup. It's good.
Oh,
and
Thomas has made another great shot here and was fouled doing so. But the real credit goes to Anthony Ambrosia, who, after he stole it, throws it over his head backwards down the court to Awady Thomas. It was a great play and a great awareness there by Anthony Ambrosia.
Timeout by Macon County.
For an eighth grader, that was an amazing play there. Just to... He knew Thomas was down there waiting for it, and he just heaved it over his shoulder to him. And Thomas caught it, went down, and scored a layup and was fouled. They called a timeout. I guess they're trying to ice Thomas. I don't know. But it's 10-6 with 1:15 left to go first quarter, and Thomas will have a free throw. If you're just joining us, the Brashear girls beat up on the Macon County Raiders 42-8. In the first half there, the doubleheader. And back to the action. Thomas has this free throw on its way. No, Thomas, it's going to go down.
Thomas doesn't miss many of these. It's up and in.
Ah, good call, Josiah. Oh, Burdick comes out of nowhere to steal the pass and put it up and in for a layup. 1:10 left to go. It's 13-6 in favor of the Tigers. Uh-oh, cross-court pass to Aitha. Aitha nearly loses out of bounds, but corrals it on the other end of the court. He has it at the top of the key. Now I get to the right wing for Bailey. Bailey thinks about a three, wants to pass it now. Gives it to a cutting Grigsby. Grigsby back to Bailey from 15 feet. Tried to pass it in to Aitha, somehow comes up with it, puts up a shot, no good, rebounded by Anthony Ambrosian. I would say he's the smallest guy on the court, goes in there amongst the big guys and takes it down. Meanwhile, Thomas gets a left wing for Ambrosia. Ambrosia gets it into Watson, and it's stolen by Bailey. Bailey gets it off to Aitha. Aitha running like a madman, and they're going to nail Thomas with the block. It appeared like Thomas was set before Aitha got there, but they're still going to get him, and Aitha comes up a little lame.
Some good running plays right here.
Aitha's limping on that left foot, I believe it is. Looks like. Anyway, it's Macon County ball. And again, they step over the line, throwing it inbounds.
That was Zach Hall with the turnover there.
Tigers will have 29.3 seconds left to get a last shot here. 13-6 to score. Thomas slows down, brings it across the timeline. 22 seconds, plenty of time. Back to Furtig, now to Thomas, 19. Furtig left wing, now back to Thomas. Now Ambrosia right wing with 15 seconds. Into Treasure on the block. Treasure dribbles in, puts up a shot. Oh, hung on the rim for a second. A whole second that thing hung on the rim. Fell out of bounds. It's going to go to Macon County. 9.5 seconds left to go. Macon County will have plenty of time to get the ball down the court and get a good looking shot. They get it into Aitha. Aitha dribbles through defenders. Now to Bailey. Bailey to 5 seconds. Bailey to Hall for a wide-open shot with the last second, and it's no good. So after one, it's 13-6. What's your analysis here of the first quarter, Josiah?
Macon County's got some big guys, and they're almost as fast as we are. It should be a pretty good game.
Well, it's so far it's been a running and gunning game. That Aitha for Macon County can absolutely fly with the ball. Thomas has been the main contributor with for Brashear. He's had 8 points, I believe, so far.
I don't think there's been hardly a single point scored that's not on a running play.
Yeah, I don't know if they've had time. They don't like to sit down and settle an offense. They like to get down there and they like to score quickly. Here we go. Going to be Macon County ball. Hunter Higgins into the game for Brashear. They get the ball into Atha.
Macon County does.
He takes it across the timeline. Now dribbles left side. Gets a right wing now for Hall. Hall gets a right corner for Bailey. Bailey into Grigsby. Puts it off the high off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Hazen. Hazen's moving the other way. Hazen gets a left wing for Higgins. Puts a three. No good. Rebounded by Ferdig. Ferdig shot's no good. Rebounded by Hazen. Hazen with a three-footer. No good. Rebounded by Watson. Watson's foul. He'll get a couple free throws. 5:31. Let's go. Second quarter. 13-6.
That's a lot of wild shots by Brashear. They should probably slow it down a little.
Yeah, as soon as it's in their hands, they want to get rid of it.
They're calling no shot.
Oh, it looked to me like he was shooting that ball.
I believe so. It went off the bottom of the backboard.
Anyway, it's going to be Brashear ball. Out of bounds. Macon County kicks it out. I believe that was Grigsby. Brashear to get it in to Higgins with the shot. Rattles out. Rebounded by Atha. And Atha is going the other way. Atha fakes right. Now goes left. Up the middle. No good. Rebounded by... It was a attempted rebound by Hazen. He knocked it out of bounds. He played the it-wasn't-me card, but it didn't work. Grigsby to inbound for Macon County. Gets it into Atha. Left wing. Atha hands off to Bailey. Bailey takes it down the right block. Oh, in the air. Jumps up and no good. Rebounded by Watson. Watson hands off to Hazen. And going to be Brashear ball.
Hazen has the top of the key. Left wing to Hunter Higgins. Pass top of the key to Ryan Ferdig. Pass right wing to Hazen. Top of the key to Ferdig. Passes left wing to Hunter Higgins. Misses a three.
That's I believe that's the third tray that Higgins has attempted. And every one of them has been around the rim. Just can't get him to fall.
They got Grigsby with the foul as he came down to get the rebound.
13-6 in favor of the Tigers with 4:44 left to go second quarter.
Sure inbounds to Kyler Watson. Passes the top of the key to Ryan Ferdig. Passes his right wing to Hazen. Passes right corner to Ferdig. Puts up the shot.
That was a wild shot. Rebounded by Grigsby.
Yeah, that was a forced shot there by Ferdig. Atha has it at the top of the key. Challenged by Hazen. Hazen backs off now, challenges again. Now Atha hands off to Bailey, right wing. Bailey brings it to the top of the key. Looks in, now gets it to Grigsby. Grigsby thought about a shot, now gets it off to Bailey. Bailey has a left wing. Bailey's thinking about passing it to Atha and does, almost stolen. Atha has it now, right elbow. Dribbles down, gets down to the right walk. Puts up a shot. Oh, man, he somehow made that shot. That was a great shot. He was double-teamed, just put it up there, and it fell for him. 13-8 left to go, or 13-8 to score, 3:46 left to go in the second quarter. Ferdig has it now, top the key for Higgins. Higgins gets it into the corner.
Hazen
drills the three. Boy, that was a good-looking shot.
Nothing but nylon.
The bank was open, and he made a direct deposit that time. No messing around off the backboard. I don't know what we've called here, but it's going to be Macon County ball. Brashear with its press. They get it. they got that into Wade Burstert. And he took about four steps before he even thought about putting the dribble down. Brashear ball now. They get a left wing for Ferdig. Ferdig, dangerous pass to Hazen now in the right corner for Thomas. Puts up a shot, a little short. And they're gonna get somebody with a foul here. They're going to get Watson with a push. That's his first foul, team's fourth foul. 16-8 left is the score, 3:20 left to go. Third quarter, steal by Watson. I believe Trayer came up behind Atha, was running down the court and knocked it out, and Watson gathered it in. Thomas has the ball now, gets it left wing for Hazen, tries another three, no good, rebounded by Thomas. Thomas puts it up and in. That's a good shot. Good way to crash the boards there by Thomas. Thomas blocks a pass by Bailey, but Bailey recovers and gets it off to Burstert. And Burstert loses out of bounds, but they're going to say Furtig kicked it first. 2:56 left to go, second quarter, 18-8. They get the ball into Bailey. Bailey has it top the key. Bailey gets it to Burstert. Now to Aitha for the tray. Off the backboard, no good. Rebound by Bailey. Bailey looks like he's double dribbled. He's traveled. I don't know. He's done a lot of things that's illegal, but they didn't call anything. Now they get a right wing for Grigsby. Back to the top of the key for Aitha. Now to Bailey, left elbow. Finally finds Grigsby right wing. Cross-court pass, out of bounds. Man, that was a long ways out of bounds. Into the second row of the bleachers.
Almost murdered someone there.
It's now Brashear ball. 2:26 left to go, second quarter, 18-8. Hazen has it for Brashear. Right wing for Furtig. Furtig loses it to Bailey. Bailey hands off to Aitha with a stutter dribble. That was a good-looking dribble drive. Puts up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Watson. He comes down with that aggressively. Gets it off to Thomas. Thomas dribbles the length of the court. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Furtig. Shot no good. Rebounded by Treasure. Treasure traveling with it. Treasure couldn't decide whether to shoot it, to pass it. He didn't know what to do, but in the midst of deciding, he will walk with the ball. Making now going to be Macon County ball. The Tiger press is working well there.
Furtig knocks it out of bounds again.
Hayden enters the game for Trez for Watson. And Bailey takes it the length of the court, puts it up and in off the right block. That was a good-looking shot there.
There wasn't any defense, though. They just stood there and let him go over the top of him. Matt Thomas has it at the top of the key. Gets it to Hazen on the right wing. Misses the shot. Rebounded by Anderson. Aces taking it up the court. At the top of the key, passes Bailey. Dribbles left. Passes it back to Aitha at the top of the key. Almost dribble drives. Passes off to Burstert. Back to Aitha, left wing. Dribbles in, back to Burstert. Shoots a three. Ooh, that was hard off the backboard. Rebounded by
Hall.
Hall puts up a shot.
Now, Brashear ball. Thomas has it. Brings it across the timeline. Fakes right, passes left to Furtig. Furtig gets it to the top of the key for Hazen. Hazen now, right corner for Thomas. Now left elbow for Furtig off the glass. Good! That was a good-looking set of events to turn that up. Thirty-seven seconds left to go. 20-12, Brashear leads. Macon County gets it in to Aitha. Aitha dribbles right down the lane. Puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded his own shot and gets it out. Furtig steals it. Going to take it the length of the court. Good, yeah. 22-12. 18 seconds left to go. They get it into Aitha. Aitha can absolutely fly. He passes it this time to Hall. Hall just inside the three-point arc with 8 seconds left to go. Decides to shoot it. A little short. Rebounded by Hazen was getting the rebound. They're going to get Bailey, I think, on the foul here. Bailey slow to get up.
I think his foul hurt him more than it hurt Hazen.
No, it wasn't on Bailey. They're going to call Hall with the foul. And because that was a 17th foul, it's going to be a 1-1 for Brashear. Oh, the foul was actually committed on Hazen. And they're going to let Thomas shoot the shots. I don't think they know it was on Hazen. Ah, they got the call right now. That's a good thing for the refs to do there. Talk it over and get the right guy. Hazen's going to shoot him now. Hazen just as capable as Thomas to hit those shots. Needs to get the first one to be awarded the second opportunity, and he doesn't. Goes out of bounds, rebounded by Macon County, and the buzzer rings. After one half, it is 22-12. In favor of the Brashear Tigers. This is Tyler Killen.
And Josiah Bowser.
And we'll be back with second half action in about 8 minutes.
All right, if you're just joining us, this is John Slavin, joined by Tyler Killing. We're ready to pick up the third quarter of action in tonight's boys matchup between the Brashear Tigers and the Macon County Raiders. Brashear leads this one by a dime, 22-12. And if you're just joining us, the girls come away with the victory in the first game, 42-8. What do you see in the second half here, Tyler?
I see some more running and gunning by both teams. They both did it pretty well in the first half. Some first half stats for you. Josh Bailey had, Macon County, he was the leading scorer. He had six. Joel Atha had four, and Zach Hall had a pair. For Brashear, Rand Furtick and Thomas both had eight, and Justin Hazen and Kylie Watson both had three. So we're ready for the second half.
Thomas will inbound it to a waiting Hazen. On the floor for the Tigers, we got those two plus Kylie Watson, Trey Treasure, and Ryan Furtick. We're ready to get underway. Furtick into Hazen. Hazen will bring across the timeline for the Tigers. Top of the key over to Thomas on the left side. Looks to pass it in, gets it into Hazen, shot's no good. Macon County comes up with a rebound. We're headed the other way in a hurry. Atha with the ball. Loses the handle on it. Trey Treasure comes up with it, hands it off to Matt Thomas. He'll bring it back the other way across on the near side. Dribbles down to the baseline. Kicks it back out to Furtick over to Hazen on the far side. Hazen brings it out the top of the key. Resets the offense. Calls the play. Passes it over to Furtick on the right wing. Cross court back over to Thomas and back to the top of the key. Back to Hazen left side. Tries to get it in. And Thomas comes up with the shots blocked. Hall comes up with it. Four fouls on Hall, by the way, going into this fourth period. Hall brings it across the timeline, gets it off to Grigsby. Back out to eighth at the top of the key. He'll reset the offense for the Macon County. He passes it over to Atha, the right wing. Atha takes it in the lane. His shot is up and good. He's going to get a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play.
That was a great-looking shot there by Bailey. Comes in there and heaves it up and just it dances on the front of the rim and then goes barely over.
Almost kind of a finger roll shot.
Yeah. Whatever it is, it works. Peter on its way. No good. Rebound by Watson. Watson kicks it out to Thomas, and Thomas brings it across the timeline. 4:50 left to go, third quarter, 22-14. Gets a left wing for Furtick. Furtick now top the key for Hazen into the corner for Thomas. Now back out to Hazen. Hazen has it top the key, calls the play. Dribbles now inside the three-point arc. Gets it left wing for Furtick. Now back out to the top for Thomas. Now good pass by Thomas to cutting Furtick for a 15-footer off the backboard, and it's good. 24-14, 4:20 left to go, third quarter.
That was a real strong shot, too. I wasn't sure that would go. Thomas with the steal. He takes it along the right-hand side, passes it to Hazen, left side of the lane. Shot's no good. And they're going to call a foul, I think, probably
Watson.
On Collie Watson. Yep.
They get the ball into Bailey. Bailey gets it to Atha. Atha brings it across the timeline, kicks it all the way down off the right block. Kind of a hook shot, and it's good. 24-16, 4 minutes left to go, third quarter.
Well, I tell you, this Macon County team has the capability to put a lot of points on real quick. Tigers have the advantage.
Go-ho!
Oh, nice three-point shot by Matt Thomas.
Matt Thomas with the money ball three. Man, that was a great-looking shot. Nothing but nylon. Now a steal by Thomas, but they went through the wicket of Kylie Watson right through his hands and right through his legs. But Thomas comes up with it now, gets it right wing for Trey Treasure off the backboard, no good. Watson with the rebound, he makes up for that little muff over here on the other end. He makes it. It's now 29-16 with 3:20 left to go, third quarter. Macon County has a little trouble getting the ball in, but they finally do. And Atha gets it to a cutting Bailey. Bailey with an ugly shot, but he's fouled. I think they're going to get Trey Treasure. I believe that'll be Treasure's third foul. Just a second on Treasure. Three fouls for Brashear so far, and none so far in the second half for Macon County. Bailey has two shots coming. First shot's good. 29-17 now. Jacob Owens is going to check in the game for the first time for the Brashear Tigers. Comes in for Trey Treasure. Owen provides good height here. Bailey's second shot. Up and on its way. Off the front iron. Rebounded by Anderson. Josh Anderson. Macon County. And
Matt Thomas just almost came up and grabbed it right out of the hand, and he had it out of his hand about the time they called the jump ball.
Bailey at inbound gets it into Zach Hall, who continues to play with his four fouls, and he travels with the ball. Going to be Brashear ball. Hall looks disgusted with that call. Kind of mopes back to the other side here. Going to be Hazen bringing it across for the Tigers. Gets a left wing for Thomas. Thomas about 3 feet outside the arc. Gets it to Hazen, just inside the arc in the corner. No good. Rebound by Watson. Watson puts it up. No good. Rebound by his own shot. And this time he's fouled by Bailey.
He'll get to shoot a couple.
Watson will have a couple here on the way.
That's going to be Bailey's third. Watson to the line. Tigers lead at 29-17 with 2:53 left in the third. Three team fouls on the Tigers, one on Macon County. Watson's shot, lots of rotation, and it bounced and didn't go in.
He puts a whale of an arc on that thing. I thought it was going to hit a rafter.
Good thing we got an arch roof here, Tyler.
Yeah.
Second shot is up, and it's short this time. Macon County comes up with a rebound. Hall with the ball. Comes across the timeline on the far side, guarded by Thomas. Kicks it off to Bailey. And it's going to be a foul on Ryan Fertig. Bailey was taking it around the baseline, taking it to the basket.
It's going to be
second foul on Fertig.
Now on the inbound pass by Macon County, it's stolen by Brashear. Brashear, Fertig makes a good pass to Watson. Watson wasn't expecting it. Comes up with it. So they get the ball out to Fertig. Fertig makes the shot, but I think they're waving it off. Oh, no, they're calling it. They're going to call it a good shot, and then they're going to call Watson with the push, so it'll be Macon County ball. I think that's Watson. What is that, his
third
foul?
I believe.
And it's 31-17 with 2:30 left to go, third quarter. Bailey comes across the timeline for the Macon County Raiders. Has a left wing now. Looks to hit a cutting Atha, but instead gets it back out to Atha on the 3-point line, puts up a shot off the back iron, no good, rebounded by Hazen. Hazen did a good job of grabbing that ball and getting away with it.
3-on-2, and Hazen loses the handle on it. Goes out of bound off of Bailey, I believe. So
Atha comes out with a bum leg. He is in pain. He's down over here. He's going to have to come out. He looks like he's in real bad pain here.
He got a serious brace on his left
knee. Yeah, I'd say he's re-injured that knee. Going to be Brashear ball, Treasure to inbound. Gets it to Fertig off the block, no good. Treasure comes in, gets the rebound, puts it up and in. Hey, that was a good play there by Treasure. Heads up.
Yeah, he had a real good position there, boxing out the Macon County. Bailey brings it across the timeline on the far side. Pulls back on it. And gets it back in the corner to Hall. Hall dribbles it back out, turns, tries to slash into the lane, takes it. Shot, about a 15-foot shot. Bailey gets the rebound, comes rolling back out to him. He squares up for three. His shot's no good, and I think Fertig comes up with it where the Tigers is behind the corner there. Fertig comes across real strong, gets it up to Treasure under the basket. His shot is up and in good. Boy, that was a pretty-looking play.
That was a good feed there by Fertig. He saw him. Fertig looked up when he got it back to the three-point arc, and he saw Treasure calling for the ball, and he got it to him, and Treasure put it up and in. That was a good-looking play there. 1:28 left to go, third quarter, 35-17. Tigers have opened up a whale of a lead. I would say Ace is probably done for the game. He looks like he's pretty well seriously hurt. I don't know how bad it is.
Yeah,
we hope not too bad.
We got two of their starters in serious trouble. We got one with a physical problem, and now and also Hall with four fouls. So,
but Hall has played this whole half with four fouls and hasn't picked up that fifth one yet.
I expect that's not an accident.
It'll be Macon County ball, and Hall will inbound it. Rashear's going to bring the press. Oh, Macon County gets it into Burstert. Burstert dribbles through the defense, loses it, picks up the dribble. Boy, that was a good-looking play. He, from his knees, picked up the dribble and got up. He has it now. Gets it to Bailey. Bailey has it just outside the arc. Top the key, now gets it right elbow, puts up a shot off the front of the rim. No good, rebounded by Treasure. Treasure gets it to Ambrosia, and we are running to the other end.
1:04 left in the third. Ambrosia sets it up top of the wing over to
Higgins.
Higgins' shot's no good. Ambrosia with the rebound, though. Screen set by Fertig. Pass back over to Fertig. He dribbles it in about 12-foot. Shot no good. Goes out of bounds. And it doesn't go out of bounds.
Oh,
kind of kicks it back in.
That was a great save by Bailey. He goes flying out of bounds and gets that ball back in. Not only does he get the ball back in, but he gets it back into his own teammate. Impressive play by Bailey.
Yep, that's right.
Burstert dancing the timeline, almost stepped over for an over and back. Instead, hands off to Hall, and Hall gets it safely to their end. He gets it to Bailey. Bailey right wing, double team. Now guarded by Treasure alone. Makes a wild pass to Hall, and Hall is fouled by Ambrosia and Higgins. I don't know who they'll tag.
It could have been either one of them.
They gave it to Higgins, but Ambrosia could have earned it equally as well.
18 seconds left in the third. Tigers leading it 35-17.
Hall to have two free throws here. His first one is up and on its way. Off the back iron, no good.
A little too much mustard on that one.
Yeah, we'll see if he can. He's got a good-looking shot, just couldn't quite put it through the net here. We'll see if he does this time. Hey, nothing but nylon. 35-18, 18 seconds left to go. I'm sure the Tigers are going to hold for the last shot.
Ambrosia brings it across the timeline, sets the play over to Fertig on the left wing, back out to Higgins, top of the key. Higgins back, tries to get it back to Ambrosia, and kicked out of bounds by Bailey in front of the Tiger bench. So
6 seconds left to go here for the Tigers. Still plenty of time to get a good shot off. Higgins inbound it straight to Bailey. Bailey of Macon County just holds it. They're going to have to try to half-court even. They didn't even try it. After three, it's 35-18 in favor of the Tigers. Well, after three, what do you see in store for us in the fourth quarter, John?
Well, I'm sure it'll be a slow-paced game, don't you?
Absolutely. Barely crawling.
It's amazing to see the difference in the pacing between the girls' games and the boys' games. And I don't mean that in a negative way,
yeah,
having two girls to play on the girls' team. But these boys really get rolling, and these two teams in particular just seem to keep it moving all the time.
Yeah, it's almost like night and day between the two of them. The girls are slow and methodical on every single little play. And the boys, I mean, they are absolutely flying around the court.
Yeah. I would say we're going to see some pretty worn-out boys on the Macon County team. Tigers have been doing a lot of substitutions in and out, and are going to be reasonably fresh. There we go, Atha. He gets walked out of the gym, so he's definitely done for the day.
Yeah, he didn't look good when he came up lame, and he was grimacing in some serious pain here. Ambrose is going to have it for Brashear. Gets a left wing for Higgins. Higgins always thinking about the three. This time heads off to Hayden. And they are going to get Burster with the foul here. Burster absolutely flying over to the bench to see what his coach says. Gets back on the court now, and it's going to be Higgins here. Higgins inbounds it to Ambrosia. Ambrosia has it at the top of the key. He gets a right wing for Hayden. Hayden back to the top of the key for Higgins. He gains into the paint for Watson. It's knocked away by Burstert, and he takes it. Oh, Higgins with the steal. Higgins doesn't know what to do with it. Dribbles into the right block. Puts up a shot. Hey! He nails it. What a play. What a play. Boom goes the dynamite. It's 37-18 with 5:20 left to go in the fourth quarter. And we're going to get Watson, I think, on his fourth foul. No, they're going to get Anthony Ambrosia. I think that's just his first.
And we're going to be in the bonus situation, so Hall will go to the line. Trey Treasure's got to tie his shoe. So we have a momentary delay here. Now we're ready to go. Hall ready to shoot. Tigers on top, 37-18. 5 minutes, 20 seconds left. Hall's shot is short, but Macon County comes up with a rebound. Bailey puts it in with a nice turnaround jump shot.
That was a good-looking play there by Bailey.
Ambrosia brings it up across the timeline over to... Oh, they get it into Trey Treasure and a foul on 24, which will be Levitt. No, looking at the girls there. Anderson. Higgins will inbound it for Tigers in front of the Tiger bench. Got Ethan Thomas, Thompson ready to check in for Macon County. He's going to come in for Burster. Higgins with the ball. He gets it into Ambrosia. Ambrosia's going to drive around the right-hand side. Kicks it back out to Higgins. Shoots for three. His shot is no good. He's just a little bit off tonight. Sometimes he just nails those three.
Yeah, some nights he can't miss, and sometimes he can't hit. Here we go. Bailey has the ball for Macon County. Takes it to the right side. Acrobatic shot. No good. Rebound by Treasure. Bailey had about four guys on him, but he still elected to put up the shot. Oh, man. That was a heck of a pass by Ambrosia to find. Ambrosia was passing it from the timeline. He hits Hayden on the left block, but Hayden wasn't ready for it, and it goes out of bounds. Kicked about by Macon County. It's going to be Bashir Ball. They get it straight in the left block for Watson. Watson puts up a head fake. No good. Rebounded by Anderson of Macon County. He gets it off to Bailey, and Bailey brings it across the timeline.
That looked like an alley-oop shot there for a minute.
Yeah, that's what kind of did.
Cody Aiden just doesn't have the altitude to go up and do that.
Meanwhile,
no
missed
good.
By...
Tigers with the rebound, and Ambrosia's taking it back the other way.
Missed Trey there by Bailey, and Ambrosia, another long pass this time to Treasure. Treasure misses a shot. Ambrosia comes in, gets the rebound, puts it up and in. 4:06 left to go, fourth quarter, 39-20. In favor of Brashear. Thompson's dribbling for the Raiders, and he loses it. The pass, it's corralled by Watson. Watson passes it right into the head of Craig Treasure. Wasn't looking, and Macon County recovers. They get the ball into Hall. Hall passes to Grigsby, misses the shot. Rebounded by Hayden. Hayden hands off to Ambrosia, and I expect another half-court pass. Close. He gets it to Hayden this time. He's outside the arc. Hayden tries to get into Watson. It's stolen by Bailey. Bailey down the court to Hall, and Hall tries to throw it off Ambrosia, but instead he steps on the line doing so. 3:31 left to go, fourth quarter, 39-20. And Coach O'Haver elects to bring in back the A-team. I think it's about time to be bringing in some of the bench players, let them come in and see what they can do here. But anyway, Matt Thomas has the ball, gets it to Ambrosia now, Hazen left wing. Hazen dribbles into the lane, just inside the arc, puts up a shot, no good, rebound by Hayden. Hayden puts up a shot, yeah.
That was a strong shot off the glass.
41-20 left to go, 41-20 is the score. 3:05 left to go. They're going to get Thomas with the foul.
For a minute I thought they were going to call a charge. Got Fisher in the game now for
Thomas's
Grigsby.
Second foul. And who's it on? Hall. Hall's going to have a one-and-one opportunity here. His first shot is up. And good. He's earned himself another shot. Second shot. He dribbles. He puts it in the air. Good. 41-22, 3:04 left to go in the game. Thomas brings it right side. Now sees Anthony Ambrosia. Gets it straight into Hayden. Left block. Now back out to Ambrosia. Works it around to the right corner for Thomas. And they're going to get a block on
Fisher.
James Fisher entered the game for Macon County.
Cody Hayden looked like he had an opportunity
to
pick that up.
As soon as he caught it, it was right back out to Ambrosia. Yeah, it's going to be Bashir ball now. Ferdig into Ambrosia. Back into Ferdig, right block, turnaround jumper, no good. Rebounded by Hayden, that was a good rebound. Now kicks it out to Thomas.
Yeah,
Thomas.
He got up enough altitude, he didn't get the over the back.
Gets it into him.
On the right side is no good. Ferdig with the rebound, and the put back is no good, but he's fouled, and he'll shoot a couple. Foul is going to be on, is going to be on Bailey or Fisher?
Fisher. They're going to get Fisher. Burt? Yeah, Fisher.
Second foul on Fisher.
And Ferdig is going to have two shots here. 2:34 left to go in fourth quarter. 41-22. He misses the first one. And we have Jacob Sweet and Jacob Owen entering the game. The Jacobs. One comes in for Ambrosia. One goes in for Cody Hayden. Ferdig's second shot is up and off the front iron. No good. Rebounded by Matt Thomas. Puts up a five-footer. Splash. 43-22. 2:28 left to go. Fourth quarter. They hand off to Hall. He's going to bring it down the court. He's a pretty big guy, but he explodes around Jacob Sweet. And his shot's no good, but it's knocked out of bounds by Ferdig.
Yep.
And it's going to be Macon County ball. Hard slap by the inbounder. Hall tries to get it in. Stolen by Ferdig. Ferdig is off to the races. Oh, he pulls up just inside the arc and gets it to Thomas now. Left wing for Hazen outside the arc. Splash! Oh, they say he has a foot on the line. I beg to differ. I think he was outside the arc. They're just going to give him credit with two. With 2 minutes left to go, it's 45-22. Out of bounds now off of Thomas. It'll remain Macon County ball. 1:57 left to play.
45-22 Tigers. Hall will inbound it for Macon County.
He gets it into an awaiting Thompson. Thompson almost makes a bad pass. Tipped out of bounds by Ferdig. Hall inbounds this time to Anderson. Anderson into the corner for Hall. Back out to the top for Thompson. Thompson gets it to Anderson. Anderson into the corner for Fisher. Fisher calling for it. Now gets it into it.
Anderson.
Anderson. Anderson puts up a shot. Rebounded by Bailey. Oh, the shot is in. Are they going to give him credit?
Yes, they do.
Oh, boy. I don't know. It looked like that was an NBA kind of style thing. That was well after the play.
Bailey will go to the line and have a chance for the trifecta. Smith in for Thomas. And
Snelling enters
for Hazen. 1:32 left in the ball game. Tigers lead at 45-24. Bailey's shot is nice looking shot. Rattles around, goes in. Ferdig will inbound it for the Tigers. Full court press. They get it up to Smith. Goes between his legs, across the line. Comes up with it. And
that was a
Ferdig,
nice try by Ferdig.
Ferdig with the save, but he stepped on the line, so it'll go back the other way.
Great effort there.
Hall inbounds it to Thompson. Thompson will bring it across the line for Macon County. Sets up the offense. And he looked like he was going to take it in, but kicked it out over to Hall. Hall takes it in. His shot is well short. But Thompson with the rebound, the shot, no good. And Bailey with the rebound, the shot, which is good. He'll go to the line to shoot for the trifecta. Foul is going to be on Ryan Ferdig. That's his fourth. So, with 1 minute, 12 seconds left in the fourth, Tigers lead it 45-27. To Bailey's shot is on its way, and it's nothing but net. Sweet inbounds it to bad pass. Bailey with the steal. His shot is up and good. Sweet inbounds it to Smith. Gets it ahead to, and let's see what we got here. Not sure what happened there, but it's going to be Macon County's ball. Hall inbounds it to Thompson. Thompson brings it to the top of the key, drives it in the lane. His shot is up and good, and he's fouled. 52.7 seconds left. Macon County is showing some stuff, but they're just going to run out of time. 15-point differential. Timeout on the field. Looks like Coach is going to put the A squad back in for these last 52 seconds. He wants to keep it as far apart as he can. On the court, we're going to have Furtig, Watson, Thomas, Hazen, and Trey Treasure. To the line for Ethan Thompson. He'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. And his shot is up and away and in and out. Ryan Furtig with the rebound. 45-32 Tigers. Furtig gets it across the timeline. Out to Thomas. Thomas guarded by Thompson. Furtig sets up inside the arc. His shot's a little strong.
Oh,
he gets
man.
His own rebound, and he's hammered. And I think that's probably going to be five on Hall.
Well, it could be. Yep, he's finally done it. Boy, that was a well-earned, because three hit the ground on that one.
It was going to be a definite foul. There wasn't going to be any ifs, and or buts about that.
That was definitely not a no-call. The coach is pleading his case there.
Hall can't believe it. He can't believe it. He's signaling four fouls.
He has his face of disbelief here, and he has to take a seat. Boy, that is an angry face. Grigsby comes in. Oh!
Waves to the scorer's table as he comes on in. Trey Treasure will inbound it.
37 seconds left.
Treasure out to Thomas. Thomas to Hazen. His shot's short. Thomas with the rebound back to Hazen out the top. 49
seconds
left. Hazen kicks it back out to Thomas. Thomas holds. And he dribbles around the left-hand side. Back to Hazen at the top of the key. Back to Furtig on the right wing. Back out to Thomas, top of the key. Around the horn to Hazen. Back at Thomas, top of the key. To Hazen on the left wing. Back to Thomas, top of the key. 7 seconds. In the paint to Kylie Watson. His shot up off the glass is good. Nice looking play to end the game. 47-32. And that's it.
Well, we'll have some totals for you here. The top scorer for the Macon County Junior High Raiders was Josh Bailey. He had 19 points. He was a scoring machine. Joel Atha had 6, and he left the game. He had that bum knee. Zach Hall had 5, and Ethan Thompson had a pair. For the Tigers, the top scorer was Matt Thomas. He had 13, followed closely by Ryan Burdick, had 12. Then Kyle Watson put in 7. 5 by Justin Hazen, 4 for Treasure. And Hunter Higgins and Cody Aiden each had 2. From Tiger Arena, this has been Tyler Killen, followed by
John Slavin.
We'll see you next time.